G'day Rockstar, Taki Moore here from Coach Marketing Mission. Today, I want to tell you a quick story about why sometimes it's best to say no to the prospect instead of yes. I know we hear about how to grow your coaching business, but sometimes the best way to grow is to say no to the wrong people. Okay, I was at the Million Dollar Coach Intensive in the US just a couple of weeks ago, and a story came up, something we were discussing around saying yes and saying no to prospects. And the story was about Mike, the second coach I ever worked with, this great dude called Mike. He's still a great friend to this day. And he hired me to generate him some leads. He was, you know, it was really early. We're talking like 2004, I think it was. And my job was to generate him some leads so he could go out and make some sales to grow his coaching business. And back then it was pretty unfancy. I don't know if you know this, but my start in the how to grow your coaching business world back in 2004 was I was a telemarketer. Not much fun, right? That was my start. Reason I became so obsessed with finding other ways to do it because telemarketing sucked. That's right. I said it. I hated it. And I got obsessed about how to get them to call me so I didn't have to do it ever again. Anyway, but I digress. So I generated a couple of appointments for Mike in our first week together. And I remember he went off to one of the sales appointments and I got a text on the way back saying, hey, I signed this guy's now a new client. Can you get the welcome kit ready? I was like super excited. About 40 minutes later, he comes back into the office and I'm pumped because, you know, we've only been working together a few days. We've got an appointment that's turned into a client already and I'm really jazzed. And so I'm expecting him to walk in, you know, big smile, shoulders back and a high five. And, you know, this is awesome. Kind of celebrating our first big win together. Instead, Mike walks in completely forlorn, like he's just lost. You know, he had the winning lottery ticket and he lost it. Or like he'd been kicked in the nuts by a bison and then stampeded by a bunch of its friends. You're not a happy man. And I'm like, Mike, you look really down. I thought we just signed the client. He goes, yeah, I did. But, and then he paused and he said, I took on a client I shouldn't have and I just signed myself up for 12 months of pain and suffering. Wow. Have you ever had that happen? Where you needed the money, you wanted the money, or you had some kind of bills to pay, there's a bit of financial pressure on you, and a prospect was in front of you and you took them on as a client, even though something, you know, through the sales appointment, something came up in your mind which says, don't do it, they're not a good match, or it's not, you know, there's something that's not quite right, and you ignored your gut. What happened? I bet your gut was right. You know, I'm so glad I never listened to my gut, said no one ever, right? So here's the encouragement, quick video. You've heard the story about Mike. I just want to encourage you this week. I don't know what's going on in your world, you know, right now, whether you're flush with cash or you're struggling a little bit or you're somewhere in between. You're after right fit clients, A-grade clients. In fact, the first step in our two-step sales process is called the A-player audition. It's an audition where we gauge whether somebody's a right match for us or not, right? And we cut it there. It's a quick 10-minute call. We work out who's an A-player and who's not. And if they're not, thanks so much. We point them at some other resources and wish them on their way or give them some homework. But we only have real sales appointments with people who are A-players because we know, just like you. You know, in Black Belt, we do our best work with certain kinds of people. And so we filter because we only want people in our world who we know we can radically increase their income, their way they attract, convert, deliver fast. I'm sure you're the same, right? You don't want to work with people who it becomes 12 months of pain and suffering. So let's just summarize. Here's the deal. This week, this month, identify what your A client looks like and say no to B, C's and D's. You'll be glad you did. Trust your gut. It's always right. Listen, I hope this video has been helpful to you. If it has, please click the like button and leave me a comment below. What are some of the characteristics or the qualities of an A grade client for you? If you were doing an A player audition, what would the criteria be to have someone get through to the next round with you? Leave me a comment below. I'd love to see them. Listen, if you like this video, thanks. Hit the like button. Take good care. I'll talk to you in a couple of days.